somebody just raise your hands and tell him, I'm nothing without you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Somebody say, I'm nothing without you, Jesus. Absolutely nothing without you. Absolutely nothing without you. Absolutely nothing without you, Jesus. Absolutely nothing without you. All I have is what you gave me. Absolutely nothing without you. Absolutely nothing without you. Absolutely nothing without you. Absolutely nothing without you. Somebody say, hold on.
The King of Kings, Most High God, the miracle worker, our Father in heaven, King of Kings. It must be better than the shout unto Chelsea, I'm telling you. Especially because he has planned a pocket for you this morning. Because he has a pocket for you this morning. A very good month. No matter what you are going through, this is a very, very good month. I believe that God is orchestrating something for his people. And I want our spiritual antenna to be very alert. If there's any month in the year that I've been expecting that God will move, it's this month, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it is God will do something. I don't know how you've capped it. I don't know what you expect. I don't know who you. I just don't know how you're expecting the thing. But remove the cap. The God of impossibility. He can do anything. Did I put it right? Did I put the statement right? The God of possibility. I'm just trying to say there's nothing impossible. That is what I want to say. So it can be cancer, it is possible. It can be brain tumor, it is possible. I don't know what limit you are putting on God, but I want that miracle power to work strongly in this church. I want you to expect that miracle power. I want you to expect that miracle. I want you to expect a miracle. I want you to expect a miracle. Because one of the things I'm saying God will do is that he will compress years. He will compress years. He will compress years. He will compress months. That which hasn't happened in 10 months can happen in 5 minutes. That which hasn't happened in 10 months will happen in 5 minutes. Because he steps on the scene. That which hasn't happened in 10 years. The woman with the issue of blood, 12-year situation. It was just seconds. He said, just when she tapped it, just immediately, 12-year situation became. It was treated as nonsense. 12-year situation. God of possibility. And I'm telling you that in this month of November, it's impregnated with miracles. It's at the same time, the enemy wants to play all his tricks and bring disturbance to the mind and diversions and what of you? I mean, makatua kasataya. So be expecting a miracle. Be expecting a miracle. Be expecting a miracle. Be expecting a miracle. I'm expecting one. As a matter of fact, I made a wrong statement. One is not enough. Open your mouth wide. If you don't want your miracle, may God grant your miracle to me. May God grant your miracle to me. Oh. If you don't want your miracle, may Karababa. Friday, I was telling the church. We're a few here, and I was telling the church. Do you know how the week I said, Lord, bring angels to bring babies to this church. Babies, oh. I'm telling you, I said, bring babies. I was telling them Friday, I said, Lord, one of the things in this is babies. 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 I've heard one, two, but it's not enough. Babies. Wash me, body. I'm not preaching today.
Tell me who then you know. And obey. Mitri wa. Mitri obutai. Kesi me kwande.
Those online, you are welcome. Those online. Sometimes we can look at a situation. There's some peculiar challenge. So at the same time, I was asking God, how would that? You sometimes can look at a situation and it is complicated. You can look at it, you know that this one is a complicated situation. But we have a God who can fix complicated situations. Who can fix any complicated situation. He looks at dead bones, dry bones, scattered, not even one, in one piece, scattered, and says, I can fix it, I can fix it. All I need is you talking. You just talk to the thing and I will act. I hope you are opening your mouth. I want you to be saying something. I hope you are addressing the situation. Oh, I told you that it's a, oh, thank you. I told you that it's a month of yes. It's just coming to me. I told you that it's a month of yes. I don't know, you look at the situation will point at no. But when you look at no, you tell the situation, say yes. You tell the situation, say yes. You look at the situation and say, it's a yes. Yes. You look at the situation and say, it's a yes. It's a yes. It's a yes. It's a yes. It will roar like a lion, but it's a yes. Have you forgotten that you can shut the mouth of a lion? So you can be your hand is being held and you are being sent into the den and you know that there are lions in there, but if you have to walk into the den, you say it's a yes, because he'll be there and he'll shut the mouth of the lion. He will shut the mouth of the lion. God will shut the mouth of a lion for somebody. I think I should remind you that he will not leave you comfortless. If you weren't blessed by last week's message, I looked at it again. There are only two messages I've been able to listen about myself. Last 2 weeks and last week. The whole, also I can't listen to myself. Oh, when I preach, I can't listen to myself. But my wife was playing last week's message. And last 2 weeks, I had some foreigner. So my lady said that. You didn't tap the, he will not leave you comfortless. And another friend said, he will not leave me comfortless. He will be there. He will be there. Say, I'll be there. He will 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 be there. Say, he will be there. Look, I'm preaching. Today, that's my, I don't know, maybe I'll divert to the, listen, because after Osofu already, he knows that I said, I know, Osofu said, Osofu, you go on. Because we are going to have an exercise in church. We are going to have an exercise in church. So I just decided that 9:15, the prophet said I should preach. I said, okay, then I'll go to 9:30. And I've already taken 15 minutes. Well, I'm happy to see you. God bless you. I'm so happy to see you. You put laughter in my mouth. There are things I'm observing. God does new things. We just got a new chorister, so I'm just happy when I saw the mic. You never know what excites me and picks me up. So when you were holding the mic, I said, wow. And one thing that excited me, I think the best lesson this morning is this one. The best lesson this morning is this one. I like this one. Give the Lord a big clap of in a praise. Give the Lord a big clap of in a praise. Have you greeted yourself already? Oh, okay. Today, yes, after 10, because we don't have time. Hallelujah. Turn to the next person standing by you.
Oh no, no beka, na makupa. Oni babako, no ka.
I didn't see you last week, did I? I didn't see you last week.
Oni babako,
I didn't see you last week.
No sa itina, ano kunso na kawase mcheno.
Ano. I'm happy for you.
I saw it. Hey, oh no. Oh, pin to me, can be. Yeah, get to me, yeah, what's in us a sinna?
That is the truth. If you know your pastor, I'm very quiet too. Even when I took the mic, you realize that I start very. That is the normal. That's me. That one will not finish. Oh, but thank God. He will not leave you comfortless. Amen. Ono Nobeka. Just give me. You have to tell that watch to stop. Can we take our declaration? Can you all please lift up your right hand? Those who are in church for the first time, those who are not used to it, can you please look on the screen and please say this after me? I confess today that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. In Him, I have life, His abundant life. The Lord is my light and strength. As He is, so has He made me. By His Spirit, I increase in word and in wisdom, in faith and in favor. The Lord has said, in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply your seed. So I boldly say, my God shall increase me more and more. What I place in God's hand grows into overflow. Though I begin small, my end shall greatly increase. In this year of increase, I grow in grace and in strength to be all that God wants me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you please put your hands together and kindly take your seats? Hallelujah. Let's share a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I give you praise. Thank you for what you have begun with us. I pray that even these few words I'm going to share according to your lead, I pray that it shall impact my life and it shall impact everyone's life. I pray that there shall be understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. John chapter 16 and verse 33. John 16 and verse 33. Okay. These things
have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In me ye might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. My emphasis this morning, I titled the message that don't lose your faith. I'll continue next week. Just the beginning of this thing, I will continue next week. But I want us to understand and have the mindset that in this world, we will have tribulation. Don't try going. You're already here. In this world, there are difficulties. There are challenges. Jesus himself is telling us here that we will have tribulation. But he didn't leave the statement there, but he said, be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. I have overcome the world. So you can be in a state of hardship. But if you associate rightly with the Lord, you will walk as an overcomer. You will walk overcoming every situation, that tribulation, that disaster, that uncomfortable situation. I was reading the book of 1 Thessalonians. And Paul was talking about the fact that, yes, we'll have tribulation. In this life, we'll have some distress. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse. Okay, let me just jump to verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, the Thessalonica church, they had been there already. And Paul was writing and said that they are sending Timothy to encourage the people. Verse 3 says that no man should be moved by these afflictions. That no one should be shaken. No one should be moved. No one should be shaken by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are appointed to this. You yourselves know that we are appointed to this. You yourselves know that, as Jesus has said, in this world we will have tribulations. In the last days, it is written, there will be perilous times, challenging times, difficult times. So now we are here in the whole world, difficulty all around. From America, whatever nation, you can hear about some difficulties. Maybe to not excite you to know that probably it is going to get worse. Coming in. Next year, maybe it's going to, but Jesus has told us, be of good cheer. Cool down. Everybody tell the next person, cool down. Cool down. Cool down. Be anxious for nothing. That's what the Bible has told us. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, thank you. In everything, everything means everything. In everything, prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. That is what will make you the overcomer. That is what will make you feel like the overcomer. That is what will give you that confidence, because you are attached. As for a panic cry, oh yes. You can easily lift up your voice and murmur and cry and say all the things. Can choose to hear what you want to hear. But in everything you do, don't lose your faith. Be reminded that there's tribulation.
be reminded that you are in on earth and there's hardship. I don't want to give the examples, but we all know the examples. This morning, I said I'll continue on the message next week. I just want to remind you that because of tribulation, you shouldn't lose your faith. You shouldn't lose your confession. Let me read more scripture. I've told you about tribulation already, so I'll just jump. Okay, or let me just 2 Timothy 3:1. I've said it already. That this know also, 2 Timothy 3:1. This know, don't be ignorant of it, that in the last days, perilous times, difficult times, challenging times, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ, that's verse 12. I've jumped to verse 12, shall suffer persecution. I'm jumping to verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Continue. Don't throw in the towel. You need to continue. You need to stay firm, steadfast, resolute. As for the things, it will hit you. The arrows will fly. It won't only fly by day. Some of us think that it flies only even by night. But it will fly by day. And it will fly by night. When you are sleeping thinking that you are off, it will still fly. Sometimes you can rise and the first thing is a bad news. Sometimes you don't even rise yourself. A phone call will cause you to rise. And the phone call will bring the news to shake the foundation. But please don't lose your faith. Let's remember all these words. If for nothing, last 2 weeks and last week. And we are hearing today. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Christ has overcome whether war, Russia war, Ukraine, wheat prices. Be of good cheer. Don't go down because of bread. Don't let your faith be shaken because of bread. Remember, even that the little you have, he can multiply it. He's an expert with bread. He said, bread. Oh, I've told you that I can even multiply it. Even with the little you have, I can still multiply it. We live by faith. I'll read some scriptures to you and I'll probably end it there. And we'll continue next week. The message this morning is, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't lose your faith. We live by faith and not by sight. Habakkuk 2 verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. How would you know that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3 and verse 11. But no man is justified by the law in the spirit of God, in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just, you and I, shall live by faith. Hebrews 10 verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall not have pleasure in him. Don't lose it.
Don't lose your faith. Don't draw back. Don't lose it. Don't have a panic reaction. Don't take steps because of the circumstance. No panic reaction. The just shall live by faith. Because Hebrews 11 verse 6 says that, for without faith, it is impossible. The 11 verse 1 talks about faith. Tells us what faith is. Evidence of things not seen. So my brothers and my sisters, you must be seeing some things that are not evident. You must be holding the substance. So you must, substance is evident. A brother was telling us about it on Wednesday, Dickie Dagumi. And I told him, you started the message. Substance, you must be holding something that you have not seen. No, it's not evident. That is faith. You must be holding that thing. You must be saying that I hold it. I see it. It's in my hand. The evidence of things not seen. You are seeing it. The thing is not seen, but you are seeing it. In God, that is how we walk with God. He will tell you that. He will tell you that what? What do you want? I want your own example. He comes in and says, I will not leave you comfortless. By the time you go home, there's storms. Even when you, I'm sure last week when you left church, Monday morning, there's storm. But you must remember, I will not leave you comfortless. So you must go to him and say, I am seeing myself in comfort. Storm is all around, but because of the word, faith cometh by hearing. By hearing by the word. So you heard it. God does not say what is around you. He says what you must see. So he says you are not going to be left comfortless. So when you are in the storm, you say, I must be in comfort. The substance of things not seen. Go, my brother. Jesus. I told you I don't preach. So I need to trunk it. So you must be holding the comfort when there are storms around. So when you are in the boat and the storm is all around, and Jesus appears not to be in the boat, when he comes around, he only asks, why are you of little faith? Because when he came into the boat when there was storm, he came and rebuked the wind. Remember, you must rebuke the source. It was the wind that was causing the storm. Say, anything causing this storm, anything causing my boss not to like me, any source, anything creating the condition, anything pulling, disturbing my mind, I rebuke you. You must be rebuking something. Because Jesus woke up and rebuked. We have the power to rebuke. You must be exercising your authority. We pull down. We root out. Something has been sown. That is why the miracle hasn't appeared. Because something has been sown. That's why we root out. When we slept, the enemy went and sowed tares. So the tares were in the wheat. You must root it out. You must be pulling the tares out. You said the miracle hasn't happened. And you are blaming God. No. It is something you have to root out. Are you here? It's something you and I must root out. So Jesus will come. You've not rooted that thing out. Ye of little faith, why are you afraid? Remember, I will not leave you comfortless. So again, I remind you and remind ourselves, he will not leave you comfortless. He's a God who upholds the righteous. You can anytime, even if you forget the word, when you see your feet, you say, my feet will not slip. He will not allow my feet to slip. If this feet is in any net, because the enemy brings a net and tangles our feet. Oh, net, break. But you are not doing, you've not said break. You've not told the net to break. You're only telling God, why am I here? He says, break the net. He says, break the net. Tell the net break, and he would act. The angel told Jesus, he can say, thy will be done here on net. I hope I'm not confusing anybody. So you must say, net break, and the angel can cut. The angel cannot execute anything on earth. He is holding the scissors all right. He is there all right. But you must say, this net must break. Then the scissors can go. But you say, God, you are not cutting the net. You say, I don't cut net. You must say, thy will be done here on earth. This net here must break. Then the angel can cut. Oh, my goodness. So your angel is holding the scissors. You just haven't spoken. You just haven't commanded. You just haven't exercised your authority. Be of good cheer. You are an overcomer. Whether the next 2 weeks our petrol price will move to 120, you are an overcomer. You and I, when we hear 120, Charlie. You are a human being. But if you don't want your faith to be shaken, then even don't hear the one to just keep going. When you even get to the filling station, you just say, I'm buying 200. That's how you just start. You don't say even 1 gallon for you to. The only thing you say that when after that, you don't look at the gauge. Look at the gauge. After all, it's a God that can send 1 gallon from here to Kumasi. I heard this man. This popular man, and even I heard another man in Ghana, but Adeboye, Reverend Adeboye, one time he was traveling, the tank was low. Then God told him, don't look at the gauge. So I'm saying the right thing. Don't look at the gauge. So boom, 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 boom. Don't look at the gauge. Boom, boom, no feeling. Say boom. Is there God that can take even empty this thing to your destination? I don't know if you are empty in any area. You will arrive. This is not story. It's not story. It's evidential. It's real. So you are asking yourself, how can I cross this week? You will cross. We will meet again next week. For your information, if you don't know, I'm telling you, we will be here next week. You will cross the week. The week will be good. An unexpected thing will happen. But things don't just happen. So you will call. You will speak. You uproot. You command. You tell the thing. Give way. Give way. You are taking away my comfort. But I will not leave me comfortless. I command my comfort to come. I command my comfort. So you will command your comfort. I told you I'm not preaching today. Yeah. If you've not taken anything by now, who hasn't taken anything? Online, you've taken something. Just run with it for the week. It's enough. If you didn't hear it, it's the God who can multiply bread. So when you take your bread, the last meal at home, maybe the last cup of rice in the house, when you go, say, I present, I bless it. I bless it. I'm telling you. And you take the bottle of oil. He has multiplied oil before. We are not now reading about it. It's the small bottle. Hey, God, that's wonderful. All you need is, he told him to turn the bottle. Don't appear before anyone who will kill your faith. So he says, shut the door. And who is this God? Oh, you are, what does God, this foolish faith? What are you believing? So don't go and say it to anybody who will quench your faith. So close the door. So he closed the door. Small bottle of oil. I wish I was holding bottle. So maybe the bottle oil was like this. Last one to cook at me, he said, turn it. He said, bring barrels. Then the woman said, hey, God of miracle. Then this bottle, we'll go. And this, then one barrel, then he moved to the next barrel. Then this small bottle, the same God we are talking about this morning. No, he's the same one we are talking about. The same God who did that thing. Another barrel. why won't your oil will not run dry? Your oil will not run dry. If it's the same God we are talking about this morning, say, my basket will not run dry. My oil will not run dry. Just like the woman, yeah, that was cooking her last meal. Take the bottle, say, Lord. So because you said that, somebody will knock at your door. Say, oil that is being sold, how much? 250 per gallon. And the person brings you two. Yeah, because you held the bottle. If your oil is run down, come and take this bottle and say, Father, I use this oil as a point of contact. 2 gallons, the least. 2 gallons, the least, this week. And after next, we come and share testimony. Mawado. You don't know why I'm smiling. I told you it's Friday, and I'm just remembering something. You see, Mr. Togun, my friend asked me, my friend knows me. You know, we all have friends. So there are things about me you don't know. But my friend asked me, see, also, when she heard this thing, he will not leave me comfortless. So how are you able to encourage people when you are in tight condition like that? That is what is called grace. So when I'm talking like this, you take what's off with all fine. Oh, bruh. Maybe when we exchange it, you take my own, I take your own. But I'm talking about the living God. I can't box him into my situation. What are you talking about? I should come and preach myself or talk about the no. I'm telling you what. Yes, I get the message, I deliver it. Like I told my friend, that we all go on the path of faith. Yeah, we believe that our oil will not run dry. My own will not run dry. Your own will not run dry. If you go and say, last, I can't bless you. You take a bottle and say, oh, there will be provision. I come as a member. It's not comfort. So there must be divine provision. That is when you will be there and somebody, your name will go on Tony's head and say, send her oil. Send her oil. Send. This week when it comes like that, know that I've already even said, send her oil. That one, you must quickly obey. Send her oil. But me, the warrior you must send to me is anointing that I can minister. And I need to close. Oh Father, I thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word of encouragement. Thank you. I give you praise. Your people are catered for. There will be oil supply. Flour will not run dry. The jar of flour will not run dry. The oil will not cease. The oil will not cease. Somebody's miracle will come. That miracle door will open. In this month, as a matter of fact, Father, as we speak, may somebody go home and know that the problem has already been solved. May somebody reach home and know that problem, it was a, and it came to pass. And it came to pass. Somebody's tears are being dried this morning. I'm not saying it will be dried. I'm saying it's being dried right now, this morning. Somebody's tears is being dried. Hope is coming alive. I tell you. Father, I give you praise. God bless you. God bless you. Let's put our hands together. Also.
to declare absolutely nothing. Tell it to him. Say, who are you?
I give it all to you.
Hey, take it all. absolutely nothing without you. Absolutely nothing without you. I return to say, absolutely nothing without you. Absolutely nothing without you. You. Absolutely nothing without you. You.
One more time.
Say you.
Absolutely nothing.